Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Roger Grinnell, speaking about his research of Frank Mills and the Mills Seed Company in Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And what have you been able to learn here in Washington by visiting the Mills Seed Building here?
I really haven't been here but just a day, or less than a day, actually. I'm very impressed with the building, how well it was constructed. It's still very straight, even today. The walls are perfectly straight when you eye, you know, from one end to the other. I really don't know much about it, but I knew it was 40 by 100 before I came here, because I've done quite a lot of research on this. He was growing bulbs and some of those more tropical-type plants, like gladiolas, and maybe amaryllis. He was growing them on a farm that he had in Orlando, Florida. And he also bought, in 1914, a 20,000-acre tract of land in Mississippi. And he started selling little tracts of land, they called them mini farms, to people. And of course, when World War I came, people got tight on their funds, and they didn't continue their payments, because he had it set up where people could buy them on a 2 or 3 5-year contract. So he ended up more or less losing that. He ended up giving a lot of it to a lawyer that he'd had doing a lot of the work. But he got into the ginseng business in 1905 in Marcellus, or, you know, on Rose Hill.
It's interesting to learn how we're all connected. You know, I've heard Michigan and New York and Mississippi and Washington, Iowa, all in this one story.
He was selling so many seeds in the middle part of the United States that he wanted a warehouse here, and that's primarily what he got. And, he worked towards getting the railroad closer to his building, and of course he had the building built in just a few months. I mean, it's amazing how fast things were constructed back in the 1800s and 1900s.
What are you doing with all of this information that you're collecting? Are you writing a book?
I'm writing a book, and for that area where I'm from, and of course adding on the information that I have here, and I've met several people that have information that I don't have, so I think they'll probably let me borrow that or steal it or whatever from them. And I'm not skimping on the book. I'm trying to do everything as good as I can, regardless of what it costs. You know, if I sell 10 books, it's 10 books. You know, it's just one of those things. It's going to be more or less self-published, because I can't afford to have somebody print out 500 or 10,000 copies or something. And it's mostly going to be in color, anything that I can. You know, if I have any nice black and white photographs, I have somebody in North Carolina who's restoring them and coloring them. We're trying to color them. There's little clues in the black and white photographs as to what color they were. You know, most people don't know that, but there are clues there, because there are so many shades of the black. You know, the colored black, of course, is really not technically a color, I guess, but I call it a color. But anyway.
In closing, if you wanted people to know one thing about Frank Mills that they might not know already, what would it be?
I admire the man, because at the age of 19, he knew how to propagate and generate seeds, you know, viable seeds, living seeds, of cabbage, carrots, beets, because they do not go to seed the first year. They're biennials. I mean, he knew at a young age how to grow the plant and save the seeds. You know, he must have known this at 17, 18 years old, to be able to have a supply of this material and know enough to write a good little catalog at the age of 20. Very, very few people know how to do that today. I mean, it's very, very impressive to me. I mean, I've been a plant person my whole life, and when I see what he did, it's amazing. It really is amazing.
That's been today's Washington Page with Roger Grinnell, speaking about Frank Mills and the Mills Seed Company in Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.